Imagine a lobster boat quietly cutting through the water at dawn. Is there anything more opposite from it than a windowless conference room buzzing with sales energy?
Folks, if you're interested in a $75 Stop and Shop gift card, head on over to the Fish and Partnership booth.
It's rare for lobstermen to gather indoors. It's even rarer for them to do it moving through a maze of booths staffed by regulators and vendors selling everything from nautical jewelry to boat motor parts to onboard pressure washers.
The vendors here always have something that's different, new.
Lobsterman Dave Cassoni says the chance to check out new gear is one of the main reasons the association hosts this event. The other two goals are to socialize.
We want to get together and talk and complain with the other fishermen about everything.
And get lobstermen educated by experts. They're holding information sessions on sleep and stress at sea, controversial ropeless fishing gear, and so much more. These days, it's trickier than ever to be a lobsterman.
Today's industry is paying much more attention to all of these facts than ever before.
It's here. Once a year that hundreds of lobstermen from the North Shore to the Outer Cape can gather to talk shop and wrestle with the challenges of an uncertain future. They're facing offshore wind developers encroaching on fishing grounds, warming waters that are affecting lobster populations, and strict fishing regulations imposed to protect critically endangered right whales. And in this ballroom, you'll find people who represent all sides of the conflicts.
My name is Andre Martini, not on the rocks.
Martini, an entrepreneur, flew to the Cape from France to sell lobstermen on his whale-safe technology. The idea is if a whale becomes entangled in rope attached to lobster traps, his product will cut the line, allowing the whale to swim away without heavy traps dragging behind it. But it's hard to tell a lobsterman how to lobster. Cassoni is skeptical.
It's a start. You got an idea.
Yes, it's a start.
I mean, I don't discount anything personally.
No.
And it'd be a very hard sale to everybody.
And we have to find a solution because the waves are still going down.
We're well aware of that. But the mortality.
They continue to debate. Until Cassoni decides he's heard enough.
Listen, you don't need to. I'm going to move on anyway. I got an idea.
For the most part, though, the day is filled with conversations lobstermen want to stick around for.
Never hurts to stay on top of your health.
Mark Leach is one of dozens of lobstermen who stops by a booth run by Fishing Partnership to get his blood pressure checked. The nonprofit helps fishermen access health insurance, and nurses here are doing health screenings.
Perfect today, 114 over 74.
Next to Leach, lobsterman Arthur Naronha takes advantage of another offering. A rebate on a new life jacket.
A lot of guys cannot afford it. They don't buy them. It's worth the money. I had guys fall off the boat, and if they didn't have the thing on, I might have had an accident.
It's a reminder that lobstering comes with all kinds of dangers. And it can be lonely work, explains lobsterman Steve Holler.
We might bump into someone on the water to have a quick talk. How you doing? How's the fishing? This, that, and everything else. Or we get together at the dock. But then we go home and go to bed. So it's a pneumatic kind of a life.
But, Holler says, it's worth it.
I love it. It's the thrill of being independent. You're your own boss. We joke around. We don't play well with others in the sandbox, so we go on a lobster boat by ourselves.
In Massachusetts, the lobster fishing season begins in May. So until then, Holler, like all these lobstermen in this windowless conference room, is looking forward to getting back out on the water. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Eve Zukoff.
Folks, there's still time to go to the cooking demo if you want to head up to the Bass River Run and see what the master chef is whipping up.